You and there were quite a few people here who were on fixed incomes. Is that, if they essentially double the sewer rates, basically, to say $50 would be about the worst case, would that make you consider whether you could stay in Colchester at that point?
Truthfully, I'd like to stay in Colchester. I don't think it would make me move, but it would definitely be a financial burden to have to assume that. We moved to Colchester when our children were very small, and we decided that's where we wanted to stay, so hopefully that won't cause us to have to move.
But would you feel it would be a hardship if that, say, doubles? I mean, you know, someone outside says, oh, it's only $50 a month, but, you know, if your budget's really tight, that could be a consideration.
Sure, because our health insurance costs are going up due to bills already passed by our state legislature, and so this is an additional burden that will be difficult to assimilate, so hopefully we can get some relief that way.
Are you also, since you're obviously you're a state employee at one point, are you also concerned about perhaps having your benefits cut? I don't know if that's on the table. They're talking about some of them, but that also
yes.
kind of...
Yes, that is definitely a reason for concern, and why we've talked to Senator Sullivan before, and hopefully that they can do something to give us some relief on this cost of living stuff, too, because all of this combines together, and if you have no more income, something's got to give.
Do you think, too, that I heard several people, do you agree with, too, that since this essentially is a mandate from on high, a lot of the people in the audience felt that it's unfair that EP doesn't at least provide some funding for it. Do you agree with that?
Well, it would be nice if they could give us some relief that way. An unfunded mandate is a terrible burden for the community, and any relief they could give us or more realistic expectations of what the community can do, I think, would certainly help.
Is there anything perhaps you'd like to add, perhaps I haven't touched on, that's important to you?
Well, I would hope that folks that have heard this about this meeting and that would get out the word to have others voice their concerns as well, because I'm sure it was of concern to more people than were at the meeting, even though it was well attended.